New York State Senator Daphne Jordan is seeking a second two-year term. The Republican from the 43rd District is facing a challenge from Democratic candidate Patrick Nelson. Jordan spoke this week with WAMC. Senator Jordan says she's focused on the same issues as she was 2 years ago.
That's to provide opportunity and to protect taxpayers and security for all you New Yorkers, and at the same time keeping an eye on upstate.
Jordan, a Republican, is a former Half Moon Town board member. Before winning the district that includes parts of Saratoga and Rensselaer counties and all of Columbia County 2 years ago, she worked as an aide for the district's former state senator, Kathy Marchione. Jordan is being challenged by Democrat Patrick Nelson, a Stillwater Village board member who ran unsuccessfully in a primary for the state's 21st congressional district 2 years ago. With COVID-19 ballooning New York state budget deficit, Jordan is joining leaders in calling for a deal in Washington on a relief bill that provides aid to state and local government.
I think that's an important, and I quote, one-time fix. We certainly need it for our education, for local government.
Like other candidates who have pointed out New York's fiscal problems under all Democratic leadership, Jordan says the state had a $6 billion deficit even before COVID. Jordan blasts New York's public campaign finance system, film industry tax credits, and the New York State Dream Act, which provides tuition assistance to undocumented students.
And examples of that would be, putting aside $100 million for political campaigns, and that would be every year. Giving film tax credits of $420 million to Hollywood elites, even $27 million in college funding to the children of illegal immigrants.
Jordan says lawmakers need to be focused on reducing overspending on Medicaid and advocates dipping into the state's rainy day fund to help shore up the shortfall, estimated around $14 billion for this year alone. Jordan seeks a repeal of the state's bail reform laws and has joined fellow lawmakers in calling for an independent investigation into the state's COVID-19-related nursing home deaths. She also touts her work with veterans and support for law enforcement. Nelson, Jordan's opponent, has sharply criticized the incumbent senator, calling her ineffective. Jordan says she's sponsored 5 new state laws and is a co-sponsor of 23 others and calls her opponent uninformed, a radical, and a socialist.
He appears to be a very angry political activist. And I say this based on his nonstop, constant personal attacks against me since the day he entered the race.
Jordan refused an invitation by the League of Women Voters of Saratoga County to participate in a virtual debate with Nelson, effectively denying Nelson airtime to reach potential voters.
Voters can make their own choice about which direction they want. I think our agendas are very different.
To hear from Jordan's opponent and for more local political coverage, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.